to help protect our children from bullying, from abuse, any form of abuse, sexual abuse, domestic abuse, physical abuse. Well, this platform will indeed pursue that opportunity to give people a speak on the topic. And Phyllis Stevenson is with the NSPCC. Phyllis, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Now, the NSPCC here in Northern Ireland are launching a project which aims eventually to reach every primary school pupil in Northern Ireland and keep them safe from abuse. It's called Keeping Safe, and it's commissioned by the Department of Education. The current pilot scheme across 71 primary schools is completed. It's hoped it will be expanded to teach every child in Northern Ireland from P1 to P7 how to keep safe in all forms of bullying and abuse. The obvious question is, Phyllis, have teachers not been doing that since you were at school, I was at school?
Well, Frank, we were involved in a needs assessment with schools and parents a number of years ago. And indeed, what we found was that teachers, while they were very willing to teach these sensitive keeping safe messages in schools, I suppose they felt they didn't have the confidence and competence to be able to do that without very, very helpful resources that would engage children in a very child-friendly way, because they realised that these issues are very sensitive. And so they really wanted the training and support to be able to deliver the messages, and also child-friendly resources as well.
So is this all down to being able to talk to a child? Obviously, bullying is easier to deal with than sexual abuse. So is it down to having a conversation in a classroom that may include a reference, for example, to a little boy or a little girl's underwear?
Well, Frank, what we've done is we've had a seconded teacher involved in the project for the last 2 years. And what she did was she developed us a lovely suite of resources. So there are lesson plans. There are also 12 assemblies, whole school, and they can be taught as classes in the class as well. And they'll really very progressively teach the children from P1 right up to P7. So in P1, the children are, you know, the early lessons are beginning to expand their knowledge of the feelings that they can experience. So it's not just happy and sad. They can also talk about being confused and angry or frightened and afraid. So it's very sensitively building up their understanding of the skills that they need in terms of being able to protect themselves. So when you go right up to P7, then the children there are getting lessons, for instance, where they include definitions of abuse. So they know what actually happens to children who are victims of all types of abuse. And they're beginning to think about how they can teach children lower down the school some of the key things that they have learned. It's a very structured approach, Frank, so that children are very progressively taught the messages. And some of them are very simple messages, like, as you say, about their privates, you know, that their privates are private and so on. The difference between secrets and surprises, you know, that surprise is a good thing, that's something you look forward to, whereas a secret can be a bad thing that somebody asks you to keep.
But there's no risk of the child being afraid to pop round to Uncle Jimmy's, jump up on his knee and have a book read to him.
Well, I mean, I think that we have been very, very careful, as I said, involving a teacher and building the lessons very carefully into our PDMU curriculum here in Northern Ireland. So the aim to teach the lessons, as I said, in a very progressive way. We're also hoping to send homeworks home to parents so that they have homework activities. They know what the child has been taught at each lesson and they're able to reinforce the messages. So, you know, they're able to teach the child as well. So we hope that, you know, that the children will be able to discern between a good and a bad touch. And as I said, secrets and surprises and so on. So there's no evidence, Frank, from across the programmes that have been taught across the world. There's lots of reviews now of these kinds of programmes, and there's absolutely no evidence available to say that these programmes have frightened children or made children more anxious. In fact, it's just like teaching a child how to swim or how to a child to be safe, you know, in situations where there are fire or crossing the road. If you build in the messages early enough, then they're not a big deal for children, really.
Yeah, I suppose I should think of Uncle Jimmy the other way. Maybe he's going to hesitate before he has a niece or nephew in his house reading a book to them. You know, I just have some really fond memories of growing up and
having wonderful relatives and uncles and people who helped educate me and told me jokes and, you know, who I hung out with. And I just, it's just such a glorious memory of perfection, my childhood. And I would hate to think that, you know, parents, guardians couldn't be confident around children, that they couldn't, you know, take them over beside them and, you know, leaf through pictures of farm animals or whatever, because children may misunderstand and say, well, you know, he's too close to me.
Well, I think the lessons are taught very progressively, Frank, and they're very sensitive, and I think they will give children, you know, the children will be able to understand the subtleties there in terms of their really positive relationships that they have with parents. And we really acknowledge that parents have a key role, and wider extended family members and, you know, society in general, in terms of being able to work well with children and give them positive messages. You know, our programme looks at what is a good relationship, what is a good friend. And children should then be able to understand, you know, what is it that is good and positive about the relationships they have with those wonderful people in their lives. And of course, those people are also really valuable in terms of networks for children, you know, who they can go and tell if they're worried about something, who they can tell if there's something that has concerned them in their lives as well. So you're absolutely right. Those networks that children have, the uncles and aunties and grannies and grandas, are really fundamental as well to keeping those children safe.
Yeah, but they're also probably the people in society who are the biggest threat.
Well, we do know that the children will be abused by people that they know, people that many cases that they love, neighbours, you know, and so on. And that's why it's so important that we give children these messages, because our earlier research has found actually that children tended to think of the people who presented a risk to them as being the stranger. And I suppose we really need to move away from that, so that children, it's not about particular people being a risk to them, but people, you know, the person's behaviour being the risk.
And with the internet, we're going to have to be much more confident when it comes to talking to young children about dangers. We're going to have to call a spade, aren't we?
Yeah, I think that's right. And we've included some lessons about internet safety in the programme as well. As young as, I think, P3s, children are going to get some very basic messages about the kinds of information that they should share online, about the kinds of pictures that it's appropriate to share, about asking for help from parents and carers, you know, if they see anything that distresses them online. So absolutely, the internet opens up a whole new world of risks, but also a whole new world of excitement for children as well.
Totally. We have to think of it, as we said earlier in the week, about the city that has so many attractions, but dark cul-de-sacs as well. Phyllis, good speaking to you. Thank you.